Chapter 1. A New Olympic Event. Like many stories, this one starts with a search for something that ends up becoming a search for something else. And it all begins like this. Karen was chasing her tail. Karen is the dachshund, as you no doubt remember. She loves to chase her tail. And Stick Dog, Mutt, Poo-Poo, and Stripes were all sitting around watching Karen chase her tail. This was always good for some laughs. You remember them, all right? Stripes is a Dalmatian, the poodle is named Poo-Poo, and Mutt is, you know, a mutt. And Stick Dog, of course, is our main character. My English teacher says I should call him the protagonist in my story because it sounds more professional and serious. So, he's our main character. And he got his name because I can't draw very well. You know they're always looking for food, and you probably remember that the previous two books were all about the five dogs trying to get hamburgers and hot dogs, right? Most important, do you know about our agreement? The one between you, the listener, and me, the writer, and not-so-good illustrator. What's that? You forget our agreement? Typical. Okay, Mr. or Mrs. Forgets Everything All the Time, I'll remind you. Our agreement is this. I promise to do my best to tell you an engaging, hopefully funny, adventure story about Stick Dog and his four goofball friends. And you promise to not give me any trouble if my drawings aren't so good or if the story goes off in other directions now and then. We have a deal then? Okay, let's get back to Karen chasing her tail. Do you think she'll catch it? I'll give you a hint. Ready? She doesn't. It was especially funny to the other dogs when Karen got tired and laid her head down, curled her body up, and closed her eyes to rest for a minute. Then, when she opened them, that tail was right there in front of her, just barely out of reach. Oh, she had to have it. This time she'd get it for sure, and she lifted her chin off the ground and used her mighty 4-inch dachshund legs to pounce after her own tail. And when she did, her body straightened out and, of course, her tail got out of reach again, and she started spinning around some more.
"Come on, Karen," Mutt said. "A little faster, just a little faster."
"Yeah,"
Stripes said, trying to suppress her laughter.
"You're almost there. Stretch out a little more, just a little more."
"You almost got it last time,"
said Poo-Poo, his fur-covered belly panting in and out. Stick Dog watched the scene with quiet bemusement. Oh, he enjoyed the fruitless efforts of Karen's tail chasing, just like anybody would. But he also took great pleasure in watching Stripes, Poo-Poo, and Mutt as they watched Karen. This happens often with Stick Dog. He likes to watch his friends as they laugh because it makes him feel good. Of course, Karen could only chase her tail for so long. Eventually, she had to stop. And when she did, this story really gets started. "I have to stop," Karen panted, plopping down again on her belly with her chin on the ground.
"Too bad," said Stripes. "I really thought you were going to get it that time."
"Me too,"
said Mutt. He tried to hide a grin.
"I mean, you seem to get closer and closer every day. Have you been working out?"
"No, not really."
"Well, it sure looks like it," Poo-Poo added. "Your speed has really improved, and I think you're bending and twisting better than ever before."
"You really think so?"
"Oh, yeah," Stripes confirmed. "It's totally true. If there's ever an Olympic event for chasing your tail and not catching it, you'll be a gold medalist."
"That's so nice of you to say," Karen said, and began to push herself up from the ground. She smiled and nodded a bit as she regained some strength from this encouragement. "Thanks so much."
"Wouldn't you agree, Stick Dog?"
Stripes asked.
"Wouldn't you agree that if there was an Olympic event for chasing your tail but not catching it, then Karen would win a gold medal?"
Now, Stick Dog knew the other dogs were making fun of Karen. And to be honest, Stick Dog was getting a kick out of the whole business. But he also knew when having fun was getting close to teasing. And Stick Dog didn't like teasing. So instead of answering, he turned to Karen and asked,
"What would you like to do now?"
Stick Dog knew exactly what Karen was going to say.